Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, hunting feral hogs plus Tom's turntable setup and old people are discussed. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Bob and Tom Present Rarely Seen Videos. Television's most popular ventriloquist was America's sweetheart, the lovely Sherry Lewis, who performed with her cute little puppet, Lamb Chop. Oh. Miss Lewis's routine spawned countless imitators. Perhaps best known is the exotic dancer known as Cherry Lewis, who performs her highly erotic routine while completely nude and without using a puppet.
Oh.
Here now, from the private collection of publisher Larry Flint, is rarely seen video of the cabaret act of Cherry Lewis. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I'd like to introduce you to my little friend, Clam Chop. Clam Chop, I heard you were almost in an accident.
Oh, yes, Cherry. As you can see, I had a really close shave.
Now that's how you crack a joke. As you can imagine, Cherry Lewis and Clam Chop continue to be a huge draw on the cabaret circuit. Oh, yeah. In the interest of time, the following contains only the punchlines to the best-loved jokes of Clam Chop.
Oh. Well, where do you think they held the wedding? The bathroom door to a tuna boat. Hey, your sign fell down. And then the blind guy said, "Hello, lady."
We'll see you next time on Bob and Tom Present Rarely Seen Videos.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Whoa. What? Gunslinger. What happened?
Yeah, it's amazing how I land every time right in the right spot.
You are very good.
Did you fall?
No, he's very good at what he does.
See, I have to stop talking at this one point, and then Chick has to start.
He's always
And I'm the master of stopping it just in time.
Nope, he hits it every time.
You're at least 2 seconds off every single time.
Do you want to hear about my new... hi, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I'm going on vacation, and here's what I'm going to do. Are you
okay.
ready?
Why don't you leave now? That way you won't be caught in traffic.
I just might.
Where are you going?
Helicopter hog hunting in Texas.
Oh,
I love this.
Take me. You got to lead them a little.
Are these the wild boars, or are they just hogs in the bed?
No, they're interesting.
Our buddy Marty in Austin, apparently a real problem is feral hogs coming down out of the woods and eating people's lawns.
Yeah, don't they just destroy the front yards?
They just destroy landscape.
don't they also eat small dogs? Isn't that a...
Well, they'll pretty much eat whatever they want.
You got to pay the price. If you want goofy hogs to run around, you got to pay a price.
It's a tax, essentially,
Feral hogs? How do feral hogs get out?
They're feral.
They're already out.
They were never in.
Remember, there's a huge problem with them in Canada.
And Georgia, I know that.
Yeah, Georgia, the state or Georgia, the country?
In my apartment complex.
Georgia,
the state.
Got it.
Now, this is where it's going to be legal to hunt them from copters?
Do you want to buzz droves of hogs 15 feet off the ground at highway speeds?
Whoa.
Texas is the place to be. We'll supply the machine guns.
Oh.
You bring your trigger finger.
God.
The experience begins before dawn with a thorough safety course.
I hope. Yeah.
Covering techniques and methods for safely operating the firearms in and around an aircraft. The hunt starts bright and early. Liftoff at sunrise. Every hunter outfitted with a semi-automatic AR-15.
Wow.
Equipped with a holographic red dot sight.
Okay.
That's night vision, kids, and ammunition. For those looking to kick it up a notch, you can upgrade to fully automatic machine guns, and everybody does the fully automatic.
That's a good upsell.
Here, piggy.
And you get the full Texas experience. Once day breaks, it's game on.
The full Texas experience. A lot of people in Texas have to be going, we don't all do this. Not all of us are in copters machine gunning hogs.
What could possibly
and
go
then
wrong?
It skids up, Tom. We maximize your hunt experience by putting you in the air at daybreak when the hogs are most active. Hella bacon experienced pilots.
Hella bacon?
Hella bacon.
I like that.
Know just where to find the hogs, and we'll take you on a ride like no other. Cruising at highway speeds just inches off the ground, over 300,000 plus acres of prime Texas ranch land and farmland.
Wow.
Custom fuel trailers enable quick and mobile refueling.
Here we go, though. Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
Headline. Dozens of hogs caught on video taking over Siena neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Home securities have captured dozens of wild hogs roaming around a Texas neighborhood.
Yep.
Their yards ravaged by the hogs, according to local homeowners.
Well, they have to rebel somehow. They're being shot out of helicopters with machine guns.
Yeah, which start? What started?
Which
came first? Yeah.
They have to have some sort of oversight, some way to fight this, some agency in this thing. I'm with the hogs now.
What would you pay for a helicopter hog hunting experience?
It must be thousands.
I would assume.
$54.95.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds right.
And for that, you get a helicopter hunting safety course, helicopter hog hunt, 2 hours of flight time, aerial machine gun upgrade.
Any barbecue?
Video service after the hunt, I bet.
Now, what happens to the hogs after they shoot them?
That's the thing. Wild boar can easily be prepared.
Sure,
and served.
Absolutely.
You got to just watch out for them.
I don't care for it, but yeah.
Don't bite in the bullets. Yeah, I'm all in favor of hunting these hogs and getting rid of them.
Heck yeah.
I'm in favor of hiring some nice quality hunters to go down to South America and kill those hippos.
Back to the hippos.
Those hippos don't belong there.
Yeah, but they're not...
They're trying to...
They're not causing any trouble, are they?
They could kill people. They're going to destroy that river.
Just don't go near them. And how destroy a river? That's where they live.
We've become a country of gigantic pussies.
This isn't in our country.
I think he's right, Josh. I think those hippos are just causing trouble.
Running them up.
You've got to stop meddling in international affairs. This isn't in your lane.
Okay, well, then I'll get back in my lane. United States of America. If you want to kill wild boar, go for it. Let's get some good hunters out there. Have some fun. Now, I have a question. Are these machine guns, is it like the one mounted on the side of the copter?
It doesn't sound like it.
Or is it just a
Because you can't train with that.
It's an AR-15. You're holding
right,
okay.
Right.
Because if it was the ones in the side of the copter, I would do it in a second.
Really?
Oh, I love it. What? Ever seen Apocalypse Now?
No. Playing Army? Yeah, what are you doing?
And then you get some guy mouthing off to you, throw him out the copter.
Are they? I don't think they're mounted on the copter in Apocalypse.
No, they're not.
Now, are they?
Yeah. Oh, you mean in the military currently?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't think they are in the movie.
You think they're playing Creedence while you fly up there while everyone takes off?
I hope so.
It's definitely like that in Full Metal Jacket, isn't it?
And then after you shoot them, they play The Doors, This Is the End, in slow-mo. This is a blast. What a cool thing to do.
See, but you would be, we'd all be having fun listening to This Is the End, shooting hogs, and then you would just be in the mic like, shh, you guys know the significance of this song, right? You guys know that Jim Morrison was actually in the movie.
I ain't no fool.
And you wouldn't go Ride of the Valkyries? You'd go with the opening?
Oh, they're both great.
Yeah.
Valkyries. Ride of the Valkyries.
Was that, I've always wondered, was that a real thing? In Nam, did any of the copters really play through speakers
I don't know.
To scare the bejesus out of Charlie, as they would say?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any evidence of that or not.
A guy I went to high school with was a chopper pilot just after Vietnam, and he said that it was true. There were chopper pilots still in the service when he arrived, and they told him that some of them did play.
That'd be scary.
Yes.
Man.
There's a copter that flies over my house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they just want to keep an eye on you.
Probably your neighbor.
God knows who it is. But yeah, they're there. They fly over
every They're just waiting airport. For you to go through an OJ-esque incident. And they want the kind of camera.
Put the gun down, Tom.
We're being told that's actually Haywood Banks.
Yeah. Oh, we should find out who it is, see if they can mount speakers. How cool would that be? I mean, could you hear them? Because helicopters are so loud already. You'd have to have a hell of a stereo. What kind do you think you'd need? What kind of 70s era stereo would you want to have?
Blaupunkt, Marantz, Bang and Olufsen, possibly. Yeah,
possibly Macintosh. Not the computer, but the real.
The warm sound of tubes.
God.
Yes.
You know, I used to have one of those.
I know you did. I know you did.
They're the best. I'm sorry, I'm getting nostalgic about audio. Remember when people cared about their audio before? Hey, I'm listening to it on a speaker the size of my fingernail.
I enjoy a different that world. Yeah. I enjoy it very much. You try to put
I don't think
album
I'm
going to
stick
it.
Around.
But if the darn get world smaller. Just got going too fast.
Griswold was
well,
here.
When I get
Sons
time, I am setting up my old stereo in my basement.
When I get time.
I've been busy.
Do you know how long it takes to set up a stereo? And not only that, do you know how long it takes to put an album on a turntable?
I've done that.
To it?
I still have some vinyl. My little girl listens. She's got the new Taylor Swift vinyl already.
It's like a half a day to play an album.
But I have an old-fashioned stereo.
It's ridiculous.
You still have it?
Yeah, it's in Sam's basement. I'm going to have Eddie come over and set it up.
You know, take no time for you than Eddie.
I'm going to have Eddie come over.
Yeah.
And
I just heard,
do you have a
I just heard screaming in the back.
Yeah, I just heard a man stepping into a bathtub with a toaster.
I've got a reel to reel. I've got a CD player. I've got a turntable.
Speeding away right now.
There's a restaurant downtown that plays their music on a reel to an old reel to reel.
That's a great story.
No, it's cool. It sounds great.
I suggest something to Eddie that it may take a little work on his part.
It's called Neil to Reel.
That's nice.
We have a. We used to play all the stuff on this radio show on what they called carts. They look like those old 8-track tapes.
Yep.
We have 1,000 of them in the next room.
I know what carts are. You screw them onto your weed pen. And then you, wherever you go, you got a little.
But I can have him set up one of those old cart machines in here. We could play some of the classics. What do you think about that?
That was almost a threat.
I think we've got
all those digitized by now.
I think we've gotten through this far without playing all those. That's what I think about.
First of all, Christy, yes, they're digitized, but it doesn't have the warmth and that nice hiss of playing them on a cart. This would give Eddie something to do.
He's got blood in his
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
I get emails all the time. What kind of a boss is Tom? Well, he's the kind of boss who will be walking in a hallway and see somebody, and they'll go, oh, hey, Eddie, you need something to do? Yeah, that's the kind of guy you
are. I'm not going to make him do it until after he sets up my stereo.
Here's something.
Would you do me a favor? Set up your stereo, get yourself a recliner and a nice glass of bourbon. Go down there and relax.
And stay
listen
home.
Listen to your music.
And listening to your music. Just take a
just
day off.
Relax.
Do you have an old stereo, Ace? Do you have big speakers? And
it's in the garage, but
See, that's the thing. It's time to set the stereo back up. Come on. You've digitized too many things.
This hog hunting.
And the next thing, I'm going to get a letter from some That's ass nice. Bag going, you know, because of AI, we can currently. I'm over AI.
No, it's undivision. Then they did away with the horse, you know.
Got me where I wanted to go.
Internal combustion engine.
Took care of my yard. I didn't have to mow.
Yeah, that Macintosh, that Macintosh amp and the Macintosh amp and preamp that I used to have is now worth more than my car.
It's in Sam's basement, you said?
No, the one I got out. Yeah, I've got a good one in Sam's basement.
Here's something for the hog hunting that you'll really like, Tom. Are you ready to build team skills? You know how.
You mean we could all go to hog hunt together?
Thanks to passing of some sort of legislation. Group outings and corporate hunting trips in Texas are Hella Bacon's specialty. With an expansive array of hog hunting trips and machine gun packages to keep your party entertained.
Are you kidding?
You wouldn't get in a helicopter.
You
would.
Do you know how much
I've
force?
Been in a helicopter.
Yeah, you said you'd never go back in.
Well, that's because that was off the air. I'm fully in favor of culling the herd of all this junk out there.
Also, you can enjoy night hog hunting with night vision goggles.
Hunting with some night hogs.
Had some pigs up.
Is that a Bob Seger tribute? That's what I was going for, yeah.
Skeet shooting, also fishing with the AR-15.
I was going to say that is amazing.
Shooting the fish.
That's
not sportsmanlike.
No.
They're not in the barrel. Sure they're swimming around.
And you can take in all the comforts of Southern hospitality for two nights for $54.95.
They're going to Texas barbecue in that deal?
As you relax at our fully stocked ranch house.
Ah, there you go.
I'd much rather hunt the pythons in Florida.
That's a better idea.
No.
So Pat and I will go do that.
I will not do that.
We can make some money. $10,000?
I'd rather be in a helicopter than one of those airboats full of alligators.
Oh, no, we're going to be on foot.
You know what?
No way.
That's what you do.
The airboats, they tend to keep the alligators out of
I'd rather hunt bargains at Nordstrom, okay?
Oh, I'm a pretty lady. I like a show.
Can we do something realistic?
I still bring the gun. You know, they give you a lot of clothes for free.
You gotta wear a
I'll be taking this. Yes, you will.
So,
you by the way, ski mask
I would like to point out an interesting sort of disparity. And yesterday we did a team building exercise in which we were all. Will you describe what we did yesterday, please, Jim?
We were arranging flowers for people in
old folks' homes,
hospitals,
retirement living
assisted
facilities.
Living.
That's for the infirm and messed
this
up.
This is part of Pussy Nation. You can't call old people old anymore.
It's not Pussy Nation.
Yes, it is. People that are old are old. It's not. He's a senior citizen.
So you like old folks' homes?
Yeah,
old folks' homes.
Senior citizen sounds like you're in some militia.
Yeah,
I like convalescent home.
I like retirement living at its finest.
That's I never call them senior citizens. I just call them my dad, and then I just move on.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm old. I admit it. Old folks. The point is, we were doing this flower arranging. And by the way,
what
I'm
is
a savant.
The point?
I call them the pre-passed away. Is that
The point is this.
Tom's convinced he's a natural at flower arranging. Will
I did
someone
great.
Tell him
they were awesome.
What's your point?
This is a different kind of team building thing where you're shooting machine guns and killing pigs. I'm in.
It's a different kind of charity, isn't it?
Here's a testimonial from Larry on their website, Hella Bacon's website.
Yes.
My son and I received our hunt as a Christmas present. It was incredible. They put us right on top of the hogs. We had a fun time learning about shooting from the air. I like the full automatic option of the AR-15. I'd definitely do it again, although the weather didn't cooperate with us early in the day. By about noon, there were 33 fewer hogs in the great state of Texas.
Wow. Now, do they strap you in so you don't fall out of the copter?
Well, I would hope.
Well, yeah. I'd recommend the hunt to anyone wanting an adventure and who's not afraid to hang out the side of a helicopter 30 feet off the ground and going 100 miles per hour chasing
hogs.
There is
no way you would.
It's
got
to be a thrill, but this seems to me to be for experienced hunters who want a different way of hunting.
I'd
rather go traipsing through the forest with an experienced hunter and shoot hogs. I would do that in a minute.
This would be like going heli skiing your first time skiing.
Very good example.
That's it, perfect. I'm not good enough to heli ski. I've got friends that can do it. You've got to be great for that.
But I'd rather fish with a bobber.
Yeah.
Fish with a bobber, would you? What kind of a dress would you wear?
Wow, that's
my fishing dress.
That's his friend.
Insulting. There are two old men right now listening, sitting on a bank
with a bobber,
listening to the radio. What the hell did he say?
What's he trying to prove?
What is that supposed to mean?
Why did he call me
fighting the war?
Did he call me a pussy militia? What have I missed?
I'll kick his ass.
I'm fully in favor of culling the herd of hogs.
Now these.
Well, sure. It sounds like it needs to happen,
these people killed 33.
That's a lot.
Well, I want to know who do they have a ground crew that has to come up behind them and clean these hogs up that they killed?
Or does nature
it's sort of like being at a driving range. They try not to do it while you're shooting.
Yeah. There were some incidents early on. Yeah, they had to fine tune.
Yeah. Don't you love that thing at the driving range?
Sure.
Where the guy's running. Then so the guy next to you goes, $50 if you can hit the guy.
Do you remember the morning you put me in one of those cages and you hit me with golf balls? Remember that?
Was it loud?
Oh, it's it's terrifying.
Well, what a glorious thing.
You see the golf ball coming, and then you hear it, and then it hits the cage.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.